Yo, welcome back to the Yaku Sabe R&R Report with yours truly, Ross Von Ryan, and
Yaku Sabe Rico.
What's good, Rico? What's up, my man?
What?
How you doing, my man?
All good.
How you doing, my guy?
Very good.
Oh, that's good.
Very, very good. About to go see the Misfits on Saturday, so super
at the
excited.
Garden.
Original lineup.
At the Garden.
Nope.
No, wait. No, at the nope. Garden. Where is it? Where is it at again?
In the Garden.
Oh, yes, what's it? At the Garden. And where's
original
that?
Original lineup.
That's in Boston. That's in Boston, right? Is that in Boston or New York? Is that Boston?
Bro.
You gotta tell me, bro. I don't live on the East Coast. Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
New York.
New York City. Manhattan.
Okay. Okay.
Midtown.
All right.
I gotta break it down, bro.
Everybody's gonna kill me for that one, but hey, I welcome the arrows.
Good.
But make sure you hit me in the knee. All right. Anyways, took an arrow to the knee, man. What is this? 2007. Anyways, So yeah, guys. So on this episode, we're gonna talk about some things. First, we're gonna open up with a very hard hitting topic with the NBA in China. We know we spoke about it a little bit in the last episode, but me and Rico thought it was necessary with more developing things, especially with the teams coming back from China and LeBron just speaking for the first time last night, that we should say something about it.
China.
Don't sound like 45, man.
Agent China. Orange, or what's the Agent Orange? Yeah.
But yeah, but we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to go to a lighter subject, and we're going to talk about all things NBA, and most importantly, the Lakers whooping that behind last night with the third stringers and Stephen Curry play. But we'll get to that later. All right, so.
Breaking news.
All right, everybody. It's time to get on a serious note. We're going to talk about NBA in China. And it's a very hard topic to discuss because a lot of, you know, it's a tough time and a tough topic to talk about right now. But, you know, me and Rico are going to talk about it. So, me and Rico have, I would say, different point of views on this. But I'll let you open up, Rico.
Well, we need to talk about what happened. Well, we basically already talked about what happened.
Mm-hmm. We had a whole 40-minute call before we picked this up. But we were like, let's talk about it again so it's not 40 minutes.
For real. So we talked about the commissioner talking about it. LeBron gave some response. And, yeah. It's some serious stuff. I don't know if 45 has been tweeting about stuff like this. Haven't been paying attention.
I don't pay attention to 45.
Yeah. but yeah, it's about freedom of speech.
And for those that don't know who 45 is, that's the number of president he is. And now you know who we're talking about. Anyways, go ahead.
About freedom of speech in a different country. Your guys' opinion, what do you think? You think we should all have that right to express ourselves, just like NWA said? Or we should just, that's not our country, let stuff go. In my opinion, I think we shouldn't let stuff go. Because I don't see, but the world sees us as moral leaders. That's the reason that the world, a bunch of the world, doesn't like us as Americans. Because they see us as we're going to go over there and wave that finger in someone's face and act like we're superior. But I don't know. It's a complicated subject, Ross.
It's very complicated. So what do you think, Rico? What's your opinion on the matter? What do you think?
I think as Americans, we should speak up when it's something like that happening, even if we don't see the people or we're not affected by that injustice. Because we should always see it as those are people. It don't matter if they're not your race, if they're not your country. That's something that we as Americans stand up for, freedom. So we should practice with what we always preach.
So you feel the NBA black. should cut ties with China, and that's what we should do.
In my opinion, I think we should do that, and I know it's gonna affect things. It could affect things so hard that it could lead to another Cold War, like back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. But change doesn't happen, isn't just given. You got to go through stuff to better ourselves as humans, as people. Not as white, black, Asian, we're all people. We're all here on the same planet. I gave an example to you where I was telling you, I don't know if you guys heard about that thing that happened in Brazil, where the government needed to raise cattle to have more meat to feed people. So what they're doing is they're cutting down the Amazon to raise the cattle and be able to produce more meat. And a lot of people were standing up and saying stuff like, hey, that's bad, we shouldn't do that. And in a way, it's like, yeah, it's bad because that's affecting all of us. But we shouldn't just speak up when it affects all of us. We should always speak up when it affects just a portion of the population, like what's happening over there. So that was my question to you, Ross, like, using that as an example.
Okay.
What would you do in that situation? Right now, China, not like putting the whole China thing. Just an example right there.
Yeah.
That's the Amazon. That's one of the biggest forests, most beautiful forests in the whole world. And they're just cutting it down for their benefit. And the Amazon is full of trees.
Which is more important than just being a tree. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it cleans the air, and it makes air. You know, it's vital to human life. But people do speak up on that. And I, in my opinion, I get it because you know the world needs air. People need to breathe. That's the way I see it. But I would also like to say I didn't say this earlier, but now I'm thinking about it now is the United States government isn't getting involved with that. You know, but on the other hand, with the China situation, if the NBA cuts ties with China, because just off of what just happened, they took down NBA paraphernalia off the walls, they stopped promoting the games, they weren't going to broadcast it, all of that. Still had the game. I don't know why, probably just to make money. But but they took all that stuff down. Many other Chinese businesses have separated from the NBA. I feel, in my opinion, that if the NBA does decide to cut ties in this way, and I'll say in a very public way that's in front of people, it's going to cost more than just not have NBA games in China, not have that $1.5 million deal, not have that 1.4 billion person viewership. It's going to become a national relations type thing where Just because one tweet from Daryl Morey, even though I don't feel like we talked about this, is that I don't feel he thought about the implications of what this one tweet might do. The way China took that tweet was like, we just blew up something.
Like it in the chin.
Exactly. Like, we just socked them in the face, you know, and this was what happened in turn, you know. I feel if the NBA goes straight up to them, like, you know what, we don't need this, this, that, we're going to have to cut our ties with China. China's going to go, okay, well, we're going to cut ties with the U.S., all this, and I feel like that's just the dominoes are just going to fall. And I know it's pretty extreme to think about, but I do think that this could be a catalyst for a very intense, like you said, a Cold War type situation. I don't feel like, it's like, the way I put it is like going into somebody else's house and telling them how to handle things. I understand that this is not the first time this has happened before on the world stage. Just like in the late 30s, we were talking about this with World War II. But I feel like the severity of that situation was on a whole different level. But another thing that we said was that it's probably just because they're not showing us what's actually going on. But I also, you don't hear these protesters saying that they're killing us in droves. You know, I feel if I don't, and it shouldn't be that way where people have to die for people to listen. But the U.S. and I hate to just immediately go to U.S. and China versus the NBA in China, but I just know that this is what that will turn into easily. Just because of a tweet, China got up in their feelings about that. They're gonna. It seems like they're very sensitive to this social situation, and I feel like there's another way to go about it rather than just cutting ties. But I don't feel just because we're America and that if we believe in these values, we have to force our values on other people. I think there's another way to go about it to ease into these changes that need to be done. Because change is always the hardest thing to do. But if you ease into it, there's a way that things can be handled amicably for everybody that does not involve a potential tense national relations situation. That rhymed. Tense national relations situation. Anyways, but yeah, that's my viewpoint on the matter.
And the point is, we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Now that this dumb tweet by this person that didn't think how something like that would affect not even just the NBA and China.
Because if it was thought out, I would hope that Daryl Morey would actually stand up and speak. If he did feel as strongly about that tweet as what happened, I wish he would stand up and say something. But also, he's probably in a situation where he can't now. I bet you Adam Silver probably went up to him and said, hey, no more of that. You know what I mean? And it's a very intense. I don't even mean to laugh. I just laugh when I get nervous about situations like this because, like, just the where these things can go, like, especially being our age, Rico, we were very in our form, like, our younger years when the Iraq War was going on and things of that matter and how they went over into there, even though we thought it was because of the terrorist attack, but they went over into there and changed government. And I'm like, are we going to end up doing that with China? And that would be way more intense because, like you said earlier, Iraq is just
global power.
Exactly,
they got a
massive global power.
Mm-hmm. Iraq didn't have that, so it would be way bigger. But again, this is a rock in a hard place. Like, you can come at it from different sides, but it was brought up, and now the thing can just get what's under the rug.
Yeah.
And I feel that's what a lot of people are doing, just sweeping it under the rug as if nothing happened.
And I believe, and on my side of things, I feel like that it's not being swept under the rug. I just believe that having this conversation in front of everybody is just because I don't care who you are, you're going to have some level of pride. And if you have all these Americans saying this and saying, well, that shouldn't be going on in China, this, and you know we're the loudest probably one of the loudest country in the world, as into having our points heard. And I feel like that would just make the situation worse over there than them trying to get to what they're going through. And I think also, before we get off of this subject, I think it's crazy how they had a preseason game in Philadelphia and somebody brought Free Hong Kong Free Hong Kong signs and Stand With Hong Kong signs. And they literally went out into the crowd, took the signs, and told them they couldn't have it. And then I think they eventually even kicked them out
the game.
Kicked them
out. And I remember you telling me this, and I was like, oh, I didn't see that.
That happened. I saw that happen on October 8th or October 9th. That was just recently. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's a little more serious because that's here. And you're telling me because I'm at an NBA game, I can't voice. It's intense, man. It's just a really bad situation.
I heard about that at work. It's not like I heard about it like the news or this. I heard people talking about it like the next day, and I was like, eh, whatever. Like, I was blowing it out. And then we're talking about it, and I was like, damn, this. Crazy because you made the point that still the U.S. is not in China.
But like we always say, this is not a political podcast. We're just talking about this because this has dealing with, you know, our favorite sport of basketball. But I think the only thing we can do is just hope that the people of China get through this and that this whole situation goes the way it's supposed to, and that. And I don't want to say, like, if the situation gets worse, I hope we don't stay silent. I hope there's a way to say what I'm about to say. I just hope everybody can heal from this, not get past it and ignore it, but just go about it the right way. Because I do feel like there's a way to go about this, that this can be handled. And, yeah, hope every... If anybody's being personally affected and you're hearing this podcast, we're here. We're here for you, and we're just as confused and as everybody else. But on that note...
Hopefully those people get their freedom.
Exactly.
Just like how we have our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. But
'cause Rico Cole says so.
I just need my 2 years to
and break some glass. I got you on that.
Right?
Okay, that was.
And we're back. Hopefully, talk about something positive now. Well, not that that wasn't positive, but talk about something upbeat. Mm-hmm. The NBA finally back. We what? 9 days away?
Bro, no, less than that, man. It's Tuesday. Oh, we're recording this on a Tuesday in case you don't hear it today. It's 7 days away, bro.
Yep.
7. And I might be in the hospital bringing in my new baby. Well, most likely, if she's not here by the weekend, I might be in the hospital during the game opener. But, bringing a new life into this world. Hannah Rose, welcome.
She's coming. How are you feeling about that?
It's always crazy. Like, this will be my second kid. My first child is Sage Bernice. She's 3 years old. Awesome, wonderful little ball of trouble. it's like the same feeling I had before Sage. It's like, you know what's coming. You see everything happening. You're getting ready. A crib appears. But it's nothing like when you actually see and hold your kid. It gets very intense and very real, you know?
Do you see it differently now from the first one to now this one?
Yeah, I feel like we're more prepared, like we know what we're walking into. But it's still the same butterflies, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I hear you.
I'm getting excited for that. But, yeah, I'll most likely be inside of a hospital on my second day there with my wife, waiting to be released from the hospital during that game. So you're going to have to watch it and tell the people about it. And I'll be like, oh, man, that's crazy. But 7 days away from the actual season to start, but right now, we still got some good preseason going on. And before we get to what happened, what transpired with the Lakers last night, even though, you know, half the starting line, no, four people out of the starting lineup didn't play, but one person did, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but I want to open up with some other noticeable appearances around the league, and that is a guy that I had to figure out what his name was, and now I remember it, and that was Tyler Hero over in Miami, my guy. I know it's the preseason, my guy, but this kid got that Luka to him. And we'll talk about him and that duo after we get on this guy. He got some Luka in him, but he's a guard. I forget how tall he is, but he's tall enough. I think he's like 6'5", I think. And he can shoot it. He can drive it. He can handle it. And he's not so lost on the defensive side. You know, a rookie's naturally going to be lost a little bit. But he doesn't look that lost out there, and I think that's great. That Miami team is going to be something really nice to watch on the East Coast.
Yep.
So that's your time zone. So you'll be, hey, that's some good team to watch before it's 10 o'clock at night.
You know, I'm going, a handful of Philly games.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when the Lakers come out here, but I'm definitely going to be in at Madison Square Garden because you know that team.
That team ticket's going to be cheap. Cheap.
So I'm going to go see teams because of that. R.I.P., we stand with you. We were right there where you guys were.
Seriously,
at.
Seriously, but we weren't
after
at.
After 7 years.
It wasn't as bad because we're always the Lakers, but, yeah, we feel for you, Knicks fans.
You guys should have had Zion.
Yeah.
He should have gone to you guys.
All that
but,
losing.
Hey, you guys got R.J. Barrett.
Yeah, he's doing good. Pickup. Yeah, he's been doing good over there.
He's like a 6'6". Shooting guard, so he has that Kobe, that Jordan height. So I think he's potential to be an all star.
But yeah, so yeah, you guys
we'll
got something, and you got Julius. You got, you know, we had Julius. Now you got Julius. Julius is a really good, solid player. You know, and I hope everything works out for you. You know, Knicks fans. You know, our hearts go out to you. And another team I wanted to talk about was the Dallas Mavericks. Everybody's talking about duos. Harden, Westbrook, LeBron, AD, you know, the best one. Kawhi and Paul George. Am I missing any other duos that's formidable? Giannis and Brooke Lopez, no. But I said Giannis and Brooke Lopez.
I think we also got to pay attention to
Ben Simmons, yeah, Joel Embiid, Miles Turner, Victor Oladipo. Victor Oladipo's back, y'all.
I think Indiana's going to be, a lot of people are not talking about that team. They got a beast backcourt, and their front court's not that bad, and having Oladipo come back with all those guards that they got,
mm-hmm.
that you could rotate and put in a small forward position. Didn't they get
Bogdanovich or Boban? One of those Bob Sonovich.
Oh, yeah, that dude. But the dude that used to be in Charlotte, the shooting guard.
In Charlotte.
Jeremy
Lamb.
That's another good pickup right there. They're going to be, they might not, their record might not be really good, but they're going to be a sleeper when it comes to the playoffs. If they make it in there, they might end up tossing someone out.
Yeah, man, because I think the East, there's going to be a lot of teams that you're not going to expect do really good this season, you know, because they're going to be beating up on themselves, and who knows how the seeds are going to come out. But I think it's just obvious that the clear front runners in the East is Philadelphia and Milwaukee, because those teams are still kind of the same, even though Philadelphia lost Jimmy and, you know, not Al Horford, but they have Al Horford now. But yeah, the point I'm getting at here, and I also forgot about Damian and CJ in Portland, but, you know, let's hope they, you know, do something. But I feel like Luka and Porzingis is being slept on, and how crazy good of a duo that's going to be. Like, I saw their highlights from their game against, who are they playing? I think it was the Hawks. No, it wasn't the Hawks. That was Miami's game. I forgot who they were playing. No, I think it was Oklahoma City. I think they were playing OKC because I think Gallinari had some good highlights in that game, too. Gallinari's just being wasted. I feel so sorry for that, man. But anyways, hopefully he gets traded to us. But, yeah, Luka and Porzingis just make it seem so easy. Porzingis is still that unicorn, man. He just makes it look easy out there. Right? His size, that three-point stroke is just, my goodness. But, yeah, I think the Mavericks, everybody's talking about New Orleans probably being that eighth seed sneaking in there. But I think it's going to be, you know what, New Orleans might be that eighth seed. And I think Dallas might be higher than the eighth seed. But we'll see, because this Western Conference is going to be a dogfight. But, yeah, I just wanted to give them a little props out there and shout out to the Mavs. But,
Dallas.
But now let's talk about the Lakers. Because the Lakers just played the Warriors last night. And, yeah, like I said, LeBron didn't play, AD didn't play, Danny Green didn't play, Avery Bradley didn't play. They didn't even let Rondo play last night. But you know who did play? JaVale McGee. And on the other side, Draymond didn't play. D'Lo didn't play. But you know who did play and bricked a lot?
Stephon Curry.
Oh, yes. But, you know, this is just the preseason. This is where he's getting into his flow. But he'd be throwing up some questionable shots. A lot of questionable
shots.
The
preseason, though.
I know. He could have fun.
That's the reason that he's playing like that.
But that's what also made me feel good about yesterday's win. Because he played, I think, three quarters. Not full three quarters, but he played in three quarters. And I was like, man, this is what our third strings look like. Against their third string, because we were beating them by 20 points in this, but it would always whittle down because, you know, most of these kids are mostly either South Bay Lakers or rookies, you know what I mean? So, other than that, we saw some really good things from JaVale and Dwight. Dwight had, like, 13, 14 rebounds, and, like, I think, did he have a double-double, or did he have 8 points? I think he had 8 or 9 points. And he was making most of those points from the free throw line, y'all! Dwight out here making free throws. Oh, my God. At a good clip, and it's just not like 1-1, 1-1. No, it was like 2-2, 2-2, miss one, another two. You know what I mean? It was. I don't think the math add up saying it like that. But still, we get the point. Dwight's making free throws now, and I'm proud of him. And but I do think we also got some really good sleeper commodities out here, like Norvell Jr. that put that Jordan Poole guy on skates and made him fall to a knee and got to the basket and made the basket. It was wild. Made the whole bench go nuts. And what else was good to bring out from the game? Oh, Jared Dudley played his first game and showed some really good defense. His offense is right now, but his defense was very impressive. And one other mention I'd like to mention to you, because I don't believe you knew he was on the team. Young David Stockton. Yes, I said it. Young David Stockton, number 19 on the Lakers, is the son of the great, Rico's favorite player of all time.
My favorite player of all time.
John
assist leader.
Stockton.
Greatest assist leader of all time.
And he's kind of like his dad. You know, his dad wasn't that tall. He ain't that tall either. But
his dad was a bulldog, though.
Yeah, and you saw that in him last night. He was hounding people, and he was getting steals, man. And not if it wasn't turning into a steal, it was being knocked out of bounds, but no call on him. It wasn't like he was reaching and drawing fouls. No, he was picking pockets. But it did get kind of scary when somebody oversized got on him because all they had to do was get to the basket. But just like that, his passing was all right. But you know what else he got like his dad? That jump shot. That jump shot is cash. Let little D-Stop 19 get open. It's going in cash, and it's the same form. Oh, man.
That's what we need.
But I don't think he'll make it to the main roster. this year, but I think I would love to see what he does down in South Bay. And if we need him, hey, he might get called up. But I want him to get all that time in South Bay. Him and Costas. Costas, man. You look how he, them Antetokounmpo boys got some crazy frames with the long arms and the long, bro.
Is he small forward or power forward?
No, we were playing him at the center. So I think he's mostly a power forward, but we were playing him at the center in a lot of lineups yesterday. And he got the hype for it. And he made a couple good reads, but you can also see that he's very green. But I want him, a D-stock, and I hope Norvell is on the roster this year in case we need some oomph off the bench. But if not, that South Bay Lakers team is going to be give them a lot of good reps, and I'm happy for those guys. But, yeah, I think we won by, like, 6-7 points. It was a good showing. But Wednesday, I believe everybody's going to be playing except for Kyle Kuzma. I think Kuzma's going to be back for the opener, but not for any of these preseason games. But Quinn Cook is available. I'm not sure if he's available to play, but I know he's back practicing with the team and that he might play tomorrow. So we're going to see AD tomorrow on the floor. We're going to see LeBron James on the floor. We're going to see everybody else on the floor except for probably Kyle Kuzma and Talen Horton Tucker, the actual rookie we drafted. So, yeah, man, I saw a lot of good things out there. Did you catch the highlights for the game or no?
No, I'm going to check them out right now.
Hey, for sure. But I'm telling you, there's promise here. There's promise. And we got two more preseason games, one more at Staples tomorrow. And the last preseason game on Friday is going to be at the Chase Arena in San Francisco, not Oakland. So, yeah, guys, things are looking up, but real basketball is almost here again. And we're going to get a real good test on that Tuesday. So we might have another episode before then. If not, we'll probably have an episode after it, just like I said, because I will be expecting a newborn baby here. We'll try to have an episode definitely next week for you guys talking about that first game if we don't talk before it, okay? So, talking to you guys like I'm talking to my 3-year-old, okay? Okay, don't spill that, okay? Okay. how many times did I say okay? But anyways, but yeah, I think that's going to do it for another episode here at the Ya Tu Sabe R&R Report. Anything you want to mention, Rico?
Yeah, I checked out, I don't know if you guys heard about the Chernobyl, the HBO miniseries that they took out. I just got that a couple of days ago.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. You know I've been obsessed with Chernobyl.
Ever since the movie.
Before all these people were talking about it and saying, oh, yeah, it's cool. It's like, nah. So you guys should check that show out if you can. It's really good. Like, it tells you how all of that stuff happened within the government and how they try to hide a bunch of stuff. And basically all these people got cancer because of it. And it's interesting.
That's insane.
It's a sad story, but interesting story. So y'all should check that out.
Hey, check it out. Rico's pick of the week. Rico's pick of the week. But yeah, so I think that's going to be it here, guys. So like we always say, Ya tu sabe.
Ya tu sabe. Thank you.